As we hope you know, we're in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month, and what better way to celebrate than with music? Throughout the month, we will be sampling the diverse sounds and rhythms of the Latin world, and today we will hear about the music of Brazil. And who better to have as our guides than the co-host of NPR Music's All Latino podcast? It's an online program about Latin alternative music. And with us once again are Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. Welcome back, both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Now, this week, as I understand it, you're going to be talking to us about new music by Brazilian artists. And you're running a two-part special on the music of Brazil on All Latino. Felix, why is the music of Brazil so special right now?
Well, we recently did something with a producer from Brazil, and it just seemed like we were touching the tip of the iceberg. So once we started talking to him, we could theoretically do a show about Brazil every day of the week and never really get to everything. So we had to limit it to two shows. And what we found there was just, again, like I said, it's just a very tiny tip of the iceberg. It's so diverse. It's so creative, and it's so exciting.
Many people think they probably have heard Brazilian music, but they're probably thinking of, what, you know, bossa nova.
Samba.
Samba, which is still happening, right?
Oh, it's still happening. I mean, there's a great appreciation for tradition, but there's also a lot of new stuff that we really wanted to highlight in today's show and in our two-part series. And I wanted to start you off with a rapper called Rappin' Hood, and he's a great example of how rappers in Brazil, a lot of them are mixing styles like samba and hip hop.
Okay, hear it.
Que malandragem é trabalhar.
O happy hour, o happy hour.
E a pivetada estudar.
O happy hour.
Aê, não tenho toda a malandragem de Bezerra da Silva, nem o canto refinado de Paulinho da Viola. Sou só mais neguinho pelas ruas da vida.
So you hear the Portuguese influence, which is the national language of Brazil, but you're also hearing a very African sound.
Absolutely. So this is samba, which is, of course, an African-based rhythm. And it's actually, in fact, it's with featuring samba legend Leci Brandão. So he's definitely paying homage to samba and to the African tradition. In fact, the name of the song is Sol Negrão, which is I Am Black. And it's an ode to African heritage. It basically mentions prominent figures like Malcolm X and Bob Marley, but it is also an ode to Afro-Brazilian artists in Brazil, like Paulinho da Viola and Jorge Ben. And I really like this. It's an older, it's from a few years back, this song, but I really like how he mixes hip-hop and traditional samba music.
Rappin' Hood, huh? Okay. Felix, what else you got for us?
We're going to continue with a cut from a singer who's been around for a while, and she does contemporary music, but she mixes tradition just like everyone else. And this is a song that's remixed by a DJ. Check it out. This is Luisa Maita. She's got that, you know, the sound that most people may recognize, even going back to bossa nova, you know, singing in Portuguese, kind of a laid-back rhythm to her delivery. But underneath, she's meeting the DJ culture, in which these guys are what I like to call these sound sculptures. They're bringing together all these disparate elements and mixing it up and putting things underneath that weren't there to begin with.
This in a club in New York, or Miami, or
Sao Paulo, yeah. Or Paris. You know, it's international. That's one thing that's exciting about discovering all this new music is the DJ culture is turning it out completely. They're doing a lot of really innovative things.
And I should mention that she was actually on our show recently. She did a Tiny Desk concert, and she has this voice that's so thin and quiet, but, you know, you add those beats, and it's just bumping, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing, an amazing mix.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about the music of Brazil. We're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with a host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast, Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. What else do you have for us?
Well, next up, speaking of mixes, I have South Asian Bhangra by way of Brazilian funk carioca. This is a song called...
Wait. I want to see if you can say that again.
No, please. This is Piar Baile, or Love Dance. This is DJ Reca featuring Zuzuka Poderosa and Mitu Chilana.
Cheio de sete, falando coisa errada, achando que ele é o cara, mas não passa de um banana. Vai chegando na balada, com a vaca
artists are all over the place. DJ Reka is working in New York. Mm-hmm. Some of the other artists are working in Sao Paulo. Right. How do they work together? Do they just send tracks back and forth? How do they achieve these mixes?
Well, they do. There's a lot of contacting each other online, and we've talked to artists who just put... It's amazing how you can put together a song, you know, one person being in Portugal, the other person being in Puerto Rico. I mean, it's amazing how you can do that. In this specific case, DJ Reka, she spins a lot of Bhangra beats in New York. And Suzuka Poderosa is a Brazilian-Indonesian woman who moved to New York to perform this kind of funk carioca, which is kind of like a Miami bass type music. And they did this fusion. I guess they just ran into each other.
So they just did the subway. Come on. Just bring it down, Jasmine. It wasn't that hard. In this case, they took the subway.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what they say. All politics is local. So Felix, with all your recent discoveries in Brazilian music, is there any artist that really stands out?
You know,
I know it's hard.
It is very hard. And one of the things that was hard to limit the list down to four for this quick piece. But what we're going to do is we're going to end with an artist by the name of Gui Borato. He is a new DJ, again, back to the DJ culture, and he's a new DJ doing a lot of interesting and fun stuff in Brazil right now.
Do you think that knowing the language is necessary to appreciate this music? Because I think a lot of people have some familiarity with Spanish, with Portuguese, but everybody doesn't.
Right.
So how would you navigate that if you're not a speaker of Spanish or Portuguese?
Well, you know, doing the show, most of the songs are in Spanish, so I'm familiar with it. But doing the Portuguese stuff, there's a lot where I'm not familiar with. And I think the answer is no and yes, you know? You know, and that there's a lot going on. For example, the first cut we played, Sao Negro?
Sao Negro.
Sao Negro. My Portuguese is non-existent. You know, it's important to hear what he's singing about, but if you don't understand it, the rhythm and everything and just the idea is so complex and so enjoyable that you still get something out of it.
Okay.
I don't think you lose not understanding the language.
Jasmine, do you agree, disagree?
I think no. I think you can enjoy music, but I think people think that you have to understand the lyrics. And there's like a self-imposed barrier. Like, I can't listen to this because I don't understand. I mean, frankly, a lot of the music we listen to, the lyrics aren't that brilliant. So it's okay.
So kick back.
Yeah.
And relax. But if you did want to figure out, if you did want a translation, is it readily available? Could you generally find them online?
Yeah, a lot of the major musicians do have translations. And I will say that on our show, we do make an effort to translate the lyrics. The lyrics to the music we showed you today are pretty, you know, dance and fun and very lighthearted, you know, move, dance, dance. But we do, when it's like a really deep and noteworthy lyric, we always go out of our way to translate it on the show.
Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras are hosts of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast of Latin alternative music. You can hear them anytime at npr.org/altlatino. Jasmine, Felix, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
See you next week.
Yeah, thanks.